performance highlights, favorite things performance-wise for you?
Well, performance highlights, sometimes it's roles, sometimes it's things I did, like when I toured for the State Department while I was working on my doctorate back in the 60s, right after Kennedy's death. And we toured Germany and Poland with stopovers in Denmark and London. And there were just three of us who were touring. And that was fun. We did a variety of things from different American plays. And another highlight was going on a USO tour and taking some of my students with me. But favorite roles? The first really big challenge I had was, I think, Martha in Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf. That's when I was working on my doctorate and did it with the rep company in Kansas, because there's so many intricacies to those characters. I mean, Edward Albee writes them so well, and I was really getting into studying the characters and what they were about and all. And then I loved, as far as musical comedy went, Mama Rose in Gypsy, because again, she was a complicated character, not necessarily a nice character, but complicated. And I think maybe one of my favorites is from a not so well-known play by A.R. Gurney called What I Did Last Summer. It was a character called the Pig Woman, who had been a former art teacher and really kind of very outspoken and liberal in her point of view and the current educational policies had passed her by, going back into a more rigid kind of, you know, let's learn our math and our science and don't let the artist have time to experiment. And she was just one little person, but living on a lake, but she spoke very, very eloquently for young people being able to do things in the art. And I think she kind of put together a lot of the things that I feel, you know, that the importance of the arts and how people, particularly kids, should have a chance to express themselves in those.
Were these performances any better received than other performances you've done? I noticed when you talk about your favorite performances, in each case you've talked about roles that meant something to you, or that the process of getting mm-hmm. into the role, the research meant something to you. What about audience reaction? Is that a factor in these being your favorite, or is it not?
It's not a factor, but they all were well received wherever they were done. What I played the Pig Woman in What I Did Last Summer, it was part of the American College Theater Festival. You know, I was a faculty actor with students playing most of the other roles. And that went to the Kennedy Center and won national awards. And my acting in that role won a national award. But earning that kind of thing, to me, is not as important as feeling good myself about, you know, what I'm doing. Same way with the others. When we did Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, it was the first company that had done it outside of professional companies, and it was very, you know, risky, because it was slightly risque. And so people flocked to it, and then some of them left, too. But the message that was being told was a good one.
What was the key feature to acting or performing or directing for you? Certainly doesn't sound like it's ego gratification or you know, being liked by the masses. Or
it is an ego gratification.
Yep.
And I don't know whether I'm like other actors. I don't, you know. I don't think I ever said, I want to be a movie star, you know, or anything like that. But I always said I wanted to act. But it took me a good number of years to realize that when I acted, first and foremost, it was for me to learn something about myself, and for me to make discoveries about myself. And then very closely behind that was, this is an opportunity to share this point of view or this discovery or this person with somebody else, and whether it was an audience of 2 or 2,000, didn't really make that much difference if I felt that they understood. Didn't necessarily have to like, but understood the character. So it starts off with the individual in some cases. In some cases, people just want to be in the limelight, be stars, and that's fine too. You know, that's a different kind of gratification that they get from acting.
Right. No, I strictly meant for you in particular.
Yeah.
That it seems to be, from your answers, would seem to be more a discovery journey, and that's the other area I was actually trying to steer you towards. It was communication. You talked about that a little bit. Communication with the audience.
Yeah.
Communicating a point.